this is loud. NewsCon 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I can't believe I stayed up to watch the whole thing, really. Everybody yelling over each other, talking over each other, screaming over each other. Bloomberg almost saying that he bought the House of Representatives. It was not the most interesting debate, but we'll talk about it today, and we'll see what's going to happen to some of the candidates.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
All right, I'm just making myself a note so I don't forget to do this. Thank you. Pick up milk and bread. There, that's good. All right, guys, did you guys stay up to and watch the big debate last night?
No, I had to rearrange my sock drawer.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but I got recap, and I read up on it, watched clips and highlights this morning to myself.
It was scintillating.
What was going on.
It was scintillating, Tony.
I'm sure it was.
Edge of your seat, must-see TV.
I tell you what, though, in following the reactions while it was going on, it's not going to be a good year for Democrats.
No, I don't think so either. Now, Buzzy Beamer fighting the flu with every ounce of his manhood.
Yes, I think.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I mean, compared to how
you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, the only thing left over is my ears are backed up, but the congestion's gone.
When your ears back up, does it go beep, beep, beep? That's how you can tell?
And it's nonstop, that beeping
sound.
That
beeping drives me crazy.
But let me tell you, medicine is amazing. And the fact that, three, 4 days after I was at urgent care, I'm here and, with all things considered, feeling just dandy.
You could do what that guy in the swimming pool did. You throw a ball to these two women sitting at the opposite end of the pool on a towel, and as soon as you throw them the ball playfully, then they open up and there's a little room in there in between them.
That's right.
For you manly thing, to go and sit there. That's all you need is to use Intezra or whatever it's called.
And I'm all ready. I'll go pick up my Otezla on the way home.
Good.
But as for the debate last night,
yes,
a lot of things that didn't surprise me. But one thing, they were debating who could put more things in the control of the government.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And were they playing to minority voters?
Just a little.
I mean, every third word was black.
Because they lost the black vote.
Oh, my God. It looked like they were this really pandering everything. And then Steyer comes out with, I'm the only one on this panel that is in favor of reparations.
You lost. You're done.
Yeah. Why? Goodbye. Well, you can go home now. Call valet. Have him bring your car around. You're done. I mean, these things are, what would be interesting? As they make these claims of things that they are going to do or want to do, it'd be interesting if the homework was done ahead of time and the screen just flashed how much it was going to cost. Or not practical, or not unavailable, anything like that. You know how sometimes you see these pop-up movies where they pop up with little vignettes of what you just saw in the movie? They ought to do pop-ups on the big debate, because it'd be interesting. Half of the thing, more than half probably, are not doable. They're not doable. Bernie Sanders, somebody said that Bernie's plans is in the trillions.
He has no idea how much it would cost, by the way.
So, I know. It's in the multi-trillions. That's not going to happen, okay? Get over it. It was overall, I was disappointed, because all they were doing was yelling at each other. There was no communication there.
No substance.
No substance at all. Hoping that you heard one of the candidates say something that affects you, and that's all they were doing, throwing stuff out there. They were desperate, and I think pretty soon we're going to find out who's going to drop out. That'll be interesting. When we come back,
that'll probably be, next week after Super Tuesday?
I would think so, yeah. They said that yesterday, if Biden didn't win on Saturday, the vote's on Saturday, if he didn't win, he's done. He's done. Goodbye. Cook his goose.
Well, he's running for senator, I thought.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Amazing. I mean, he didn't know what town he was in a couple of weeks ago.
Does he know his name?
Can you see him going to a strange town and wondering where his office is? I mean, seriously, he's got some things he ought to consider.
Yeah, retirement.
We'll take it. You're mean. You are a mean man.
I'm in that kind of mood.
You're just a bad boy. We'll take a break and be back after this. Hey, here's a reminder. Be a qualifier for the grand prize of a brand new Blaze grill, so you can grill your Blaze from National Fuel. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Buffalo Home Show, March 6th through the 8th and 13th through the 15th. At the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, minimum valued $44. General contest rules apply. Get discounted adult tickets. Whenever I get tickets, I insist on being adult tickets to the Buffalo Home Show by using promo code WBEN at buffalohomeshow.com. Well, they announced a new general manager here, Mr. Tim Holley, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the executive suite. And we wish him well. This is part of my sucking up process. As whenever there's a new manager, you got to say nice things about him for 30 days minimum. You guys got something nice to say? Because we know Tim Holley. He was the general sales manager. So we knew him and still do. But it's always good to renew the suck up. You know what I mean? So that he'll think kindly on it. Say something nice about Tim Holley.
I don't suck up. How
about
he is a nice guy though. I do.
You just sucked up right
no,
there.
No, that's not.
Yes,
sucking
that's
up.
Sucking up.
He and I do talk high school sports.
You do. Okay. You better hope he heard the last part of that. All right. Now you probably don't know Tim Holley that well.
No, we've only had a few run-ins, but Tim has always had complimentary things to say towards me. So
very
I agree
nice.
With Tony. He's a very nice guy.
Very nice. And I'll think of something. As you know, I usually do jokes about the bus, but there's a period where that's not allowed, the first 30 days of the new job. After that...
Where's that written?
I wrote it myself.
Oh, okay.
I have a policy, never suck up.
No, I don't suck up either, unfortunately. It'd be easier if you did. We could be like, what is it in that situation, Beaver's friend? What's his name?
Wally?
Wally.
Oh, he was brutal.
Wally was the king of the suck-ups.
Nobody's... Hi, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello,
you
Mrs.
look lovely today.
Mrs. Cleaver.
I will always suck up, so I just want everyone to know.
Well, it's good. I think it's good to have a little suck-up in the bank.
But only...
Just in case.
Only to the point where you can't tell I'm sucking up. You see what I'm doing?
It's hard to tell, though.
Exactly.
You're such a person that truthfulness just oozes from your veins.
Right. I've not been one to lie.
I have a theory, and I put it into play when I was in management, and I got to hire people, fire people, give people raises, all those kind of things. And Tony knows what
I know
it,
that one.
He knows what it
we
is.
You can't say that.
And you can't say it on the radio, but it's so effective because it's true. And it's the best motto I think anybody could want or have. And I can't say it on the radio.
It's a good one.
It's a real good one. I should patent it or copyright it.
It would be a good tattoo too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on the ball there.
That's because I'm in a tattoo mode again.
You're not going to get a tattoo.
I still think I have to get another one.
Why?
Have to get Samantha.
Why?
Because I have Nick, I have to have Samantha. I can't go.
You don't have to. That's not obligatory. The police aren't going to arrest you because you don't have your daughter's name tattooed on you.
It makes me feel.
Where are you going to tattoo it where you can see it?
That one's going to go on my left arm.
I'm looking at your body now. There aren't many places that you can visually see it.
No, I cover up as much as I can. It's not the body it used to be.
Where do you think he should put it? Buzzy.
Well, I think that's Tony's decision, but I agree with what Tony's saying. And
oh, it was Eddie Haskell, not Wally. I'm sorry, I messed that one up.
Was Eddie Haskell?
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
But I also would like to get a tattoo.
No, what are you guys nuts?
Just a little.
See, you should get a Virginia Tech.
You should get a VT.
You're reading my language.
VT tat.
Yeah.
VT tat. I'm thinking the best place to have it for you, Tony, will be on your nose. Because anytime you open your eyes, you got to see your nose. It's right there. You know, right there.
That would hurt.
I think I want to be like Post
Malone. What are you, some kind of wuss?
No.
It's your daughter. A little pain is involved here.
I could deal with it on my arm or chest and back, but
your chest. No. Your chest is gone.
Yeah, it is gone.
It used to be here.
It's so flexible.
Remember when we could see it? I couldn't tattoo anything below my belt. Anything below my belt. I haven't seen my feet since the Eisenhower administration. Which doesn't bide well for my body. Yeah,
I'd like to do a Post Malone. and get my face all inked up.
Oh.
Nick likes him.
Your whole face, like a mask?
Yeah.
Well, that would be good so that when you get fired for having a tattoo, you can go and rob a 7-Eleven. And you'll fit right in. They won't be able to describe you.
Just wear a mask like Slipknot.
Now I have to get 5 tattoos because Baggerman just texted me that he has 4. So
Baggerman has 4 tattoos?
Yeah, he does. I have to get 5.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mike's getting inked up.
Wow, he's a bad dude. I love it when I can work in the word dude.
That's because you can say, yeah, I'm not going to.
All right, so you already have your name, your own name tattooed.
I have my name and Nick's name.
In case you forget
your
name.
York, and in case Nick, I get lost.
Nick is your son. He's on there already. Your daughter isn't. And when are you putting Jeannie on there?
She doesn't want it on.
Jeannie does not want to be tattooed on. It's a sign of everlasting devotion.
Everlasting love.
Why? Why you should just
break it out into 70s.
You should get a tattoo with her name, just a spider.
I'm gonna have your name tattooed.
Oh, would you do that? Yeah. That would be very nice. I'd really appreciate it.
Beach and Company, right across my chest.
Yeah, Beach and Company producer, King.
Something like that.
Something good. All right. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the big debate last night.
I forgot to tell you, Chuck Schumer got one.
Schumer got a tattoo.
Yeah.
What does it say, Chuck?
Caucus.
You're proud of your caucus? Is he going to have his entire caucus tattooed on his chest? I don't know how many are in his caucus, but that's a lot of tattoos.
That's on his back. It says, I'm proud of my caucus. It's in Old English.
Oh, I see. I got it.
Yeah.
Ken Appleton will be joining us today, and I'm sure he will be very excited talking about the big debate as well as I am. I'll be thinking about who you liked, who you didn't like, who you think is going to drop off. I can tell you a couple right away that shouldn't be there. They never should have been there. And they're still
hanging
in there.
About the whole field?
Yeah, just basically all of them. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach here. Here's some texts, all right? Sandy, the golden rule of tattoos. Your children are yours forever. A spouse or girlfriend can be a temporary thing. And don't tattoo your love interest. All right? I thought that's what most people did. I thought most people, if you had to guess, maybe it would be tied between their love interest and their children. What do you think?
I would guess that the love interest is the most common corrected tattoo.
Because it changes.
Right.
You love Sadie today, and tomorrow you love Tallulah, and you don't know what to do with Sadie's tattoo. You got to get it taken off.
Well, did you hear what Sadie did?
Well, she and Tallulah. I don't trust either one of them.
No, you should.
We had a very interesting conversation during the break. Tony loves cars like I love cars. We talk cars all the time, many times during the break. We're talking cars.
Right.
So he said, what do you think of this color red? And I said, yeah, very nice. I like any color red. I'm a sucker for red, especially red interiors. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And then Tony says to me, the only color I hate that's out there now is this light blue. He said, it's really terrible. It doesn't show up well at all. And then I informed him that last week I bought a new car. And it's light blue.
What is this, number 200?
No, it's number 116. No, 117.
Wow.
117. But it's light blue. And there, Tony. There.
I can't see you going with this one that I'm thinking of.
Well, you'll see, because I think you should run down there.
I'm going to take
a look at it. But
I'm gonna be a
that was beautiful.
Usain Bolt in the next break.
The look on your face when I told you I just bought a new car last week, and it's light blue. So there we go. Because you and I talk all the time A big difference in the car business is that when we, well, especially me, I'm older than Tony one, when we were growing up, manufacturers put colored interiors in them, many times to match the exterior. Now it's basically black, tan. You don't have a lot of choices. Sometimes that's it, black and tan. And so the colors, although you get different colors exterior, the interior colors are usually pretty boring until you see one that's got a red interior. Those are rare. But you'll notice that in the car commercials, they always show cars that are flashy and fabulous. Go out and try and find one of them sometime.
Well, look at any Mercedes commercial that you see.
They're always red.
They're red. A red one on the lot.
The Santa Claus one they do every year is always red. All the cars come by and they're in red. But go to Mercedes, look at the lot. I dare you to try and find one.
They're usually what, gray, white, and black?
Yeah, that's basically it. That's basically it. So that's what you get.
Like, you're never going to see the turquoise interior that Chevrolet had in the 50s.
Nice.
That was so pretty.
Nice, nice, nice. Really good. All right, let's see. The big debate. The big debate and who's going to drop out. Well, first of all, I was fairly unimpressed with the debate as a whole, simply because the moderators, and I heard this earlier this morning, repeated my thoughts on it. The moderators let it get out of hand. Gail King and the other one who started it, and then later on they added like three more people, they just didn't have control of it. So what happened is everybody's trying to make the sound bite, and the sound bite usually comes at the end. But you can't make a soundbite with seven people there, six of whom are definitely going to cut you off before you can get to the soundbite. That's exactly the way it works. So what it was is it wasn't a fresh exchange of ideas. It was each person trying to protect their flanks and then trying to say what they wanted to say and make sure they got a soundbite out of it. So basically it was a made-for-television appearance. And they were yelling over each other. You couldn't understand them half the time. Bloomberg almost said that he bought 42 seats in the House. He almost said that. If you were a lip reader, you probably could have read it. It looked like he stopped. You know how a couple of times I've stopped saying a word here in front of this microphone? That's what it was like with Bloomberg. Everybody knew Bloomberg and Bernie, the BBBs, Bernie, Bloomberg, and Biden. Those are the three top players right now. And my thought of who will drop out first, I think that if indeed in the big names, if Biden doesn't win on Saturday, then he's done. I think he is cooked. Warren is running out of money. I don't know how long she can stay in there. Mr. Pete, the mayor, same here with money. And let's see, Amy, she had some decent give and takes yesterday. And Steyer, what's he wasting his time and money for? Come on. First of all, he eliminated himself immediately in my mind when he said he's the only one there on for reparations. Oh, please. Waste my time. You're just pandering. That's all you're doing. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. Star 930. Yes, Tony.
Talking about pandering, the Democrats have been pandering for years, as long as I can remember. Again, because they can't run on substance, they can't run on ideology, so they pander. They have to get this vote. They have to get that vote. And it's so disingenuous. And now, with the Blexit movement going on, they know that they can't count on the African-American vote. Look who's done more for African-Americans than anybody in the history.
Trump.
It's Donald Trump.
And they say things that are just plain stupid, okay? One of them was trying to blame the virus on the president, okay? And the answer is that the president has been kept out of China because the Chinese didn't want outsiders in. And so one of them said, you should have done something about it. Well, what are you going to do? You going to bomb China so you can help them? I mean, think about it like that. What are you going to do? He asked for $2.5 billion in emergency spending for it. He's got everybody on full alert. And guess what? As soon as he announced $2.5 billion, Chuck Schumer comes on with, that's not enough. Now, if he had said $10 billion, that's too much. Schumer's a waste of time. It's an embarrassment that he represents New York. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to the phones. This is Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, you're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're fine. Thanks for calling, Angelo. What are your general thoughts about the big debate, and who do you think is going to be among the first to drop out?
Well, for starters, I didn't watch it, but I watched the clips, which was enough. And I don't think SNL, in their better days, could have done a better job. And when you see I think Klobuchar will drop out. But it's amazing. She's got a town hall on Fox later this week, so I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, they were promoting it during the event, so that'll tell you maybe that she's not going to. Remember, the vote is until Saturday, so she'd have it before the vote was in.
Yes, but I think, this is just my opinion, if Bernie has the most votes but not enough to take it, and there's a brokered convention, and Bloomberg in some nasty way is able to buy the candidacy, there's going to be chaos.
If it's a broker convention, Bloomberg will be the person. Absolutely. At the end, money talks. It always has, always will. They know that Bernie is not going to win, even if they put him up to trying. He's not going to win. The only other one, Biden is too weak for sure. Bloomberg would be their best bet if they actually want to win the presidency.
And Sandy, what a dramatic contrast of President Trump speaking to 125,000 people, and then you watch this clown show.
Yeah, and you know, he's been scheduling these things. I don't know if this has been scheduled a long time, but there's always events where he's larger than life and huge crowds, and then you go to the cheesy sideshow called the presidential debate with the Democrats.
That's right.
He knows optics. I mean, he does. The guy knows optics. I think his time on television has taught him where the camera angles are, what the best thing to do to present the best side of your argument is. He's pretty good at that. Hey, thank you very much, Angelo. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Daryl in Medina. Daryl, you're on WBEN.
Did you see the new show last night?
The news show or the new show?
Didn't you know that they were rehearsing for the Straight Sideshow?
Yeah, it was a sideshow, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I don't know how you stood it for 2 hours.
None of them looked presidential last night.
I watched it for 20 minutes. I heard three different numbers thrown out about the health care. The viciousness, this, that. Warren wouldn't shut her mouth.
Even if you liked what she said, she's an annoying person. And you can't get past the fact that your first reaction to her is she's annoying.
I thought, I was waiting for one of the guys to grab a snot rag out of his pocket and jam it in her mouth to get her to shut up.
Well, I didn't think that would happen, but I wish that other people had more chances to talk. She just jumped in every opportunity she could. I think she sounded desperate to me.
You know what it reminded me of when I think of it?
What?
Well, I was waiting for one of the moderators to jump up with an 8-foot bull whip to quiet them down.
I expected, one of them to ask Gail King, how's it being friends with Oprah or something? Because it was out of control. You didn't learn anything. Everybody trying to make a sound bite, that's all they were trying to do. And everybody pandering to minorities as much as they possibly could. It was disgusting.
I got one other little one.
What's that?
I think.
I heard that, but go ahead.
I think you see the smoke coming out?
I can, yes. Go ahead.
I think President Trump should have his wife get a bunch of people who have lived in communist countries and have fled to here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, doesn't it say when they bring up other countries, we're the only country in the universe doing this, and they always position it as a negative. Why do you think people are dying trying to get here? If it was better there, they'd stay there, wouldn't they?
Exactly. And that was why I said, if they could take if Melania, because we know she was born in a communist country.
Speaks five languages, is the essence of grace, and just a beautiful woman. But beyond being beautiful, she's a great first lady when she goes on these trips with him. And everybody says, that's the first lady of America. She's something special.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Okay, Tony, did you like that color blue?
Wow. It's not the blue that I was thinking.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, Tony. I was really worried about that.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
I'm speechless. I had never seen one up close like that.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's the new Aztec that I got.
Your favorite.
The dealer had one left over from the going out of Aztec business. And it's really a chick magnet.
I love Pontiac. I'm a bit of Pontiac fan.
I like Pontiac too. I was sorry.
They made two of the worst vehicles, the Aztec and the Fiero.
Yeah. I think Tom Jones used to have a Fiero in the time.
Did he fit in one?
I think he had a Fiero. I think it was a red one, as I recall. Maybe I'm wrong, but that Tom listens from time to time. If he's listening, give us a call and let us know if I got the wrong car with the wrong guy. We'll be back with more. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. The big debate, who won, who lost, who's going to drop out. We'll be back after this.